protective shell and cage, their wild paint jobs are designed to intimidate. Incredibly, back in the 1960s, the first masked goalies were ridiculed by fans who viewed the masks as a sign of weakness. It was a case of adding insult to injury. Today, these masks allow the goaltender to play it safe, so they're far less likely to be sidelined by a serious injury. They start with a plaster mold of an average Joe. They plug the mouth hole with plasticine. This ensures that the mold won't spring any leaks while they fill it with plaster of Paris. They let it dry for half an hour. Then they pull off the initial mold to reveal the solid impression. They press plasticine onto strategic areas. This mimics the foam safety guards that cushion every mask. The final result is called a plug, and it will be used to make a two-part compression mold. After applying a black sealer, they polish it smooth, eliminating imperfections that would be visible on the mold they're going to make from it. Over at another station, a worker in protective garb unrolls fiberglass fabric. He cuts and layers sheets of it, then draws patterns onto the top one, spacing the shapes closely together to minimize waste. The goal is to score 100 goalie masks from one roll of material. Using a disc cutter, he slices through 25 layers of the fiberglass fabric. Then he stacks various composite fabrics, several of the fiberglass ones, and patches of Kevlar for reinforcement. Kevlar can absorb so much impact, it's also used to make bulletproof vests. He places more fabric over the Kevlar. He spreads an epoxy resin onto each layer. He drapes them over a mold that's been made from the plug and smooths the material to eliminate air pockets as he continues to layer and glue. He's laminating all the pieces together to form one. He trims away the ragged edges and then places the inside portion of the mold into the outside one. The wet fabric is now sandwiched between the two mold pieces. He lowers a one-ton press to compress the layers of fabric as the resins between them continue to form a bond. He adds some clamps to keep things tight. After 20 minutes, he pries the laminated fiberglass shell out of the mold. This is one very tough shell. It's the raw form of a goalie mask, but it still needs a lot of work. So it's over to the trimming and grinding station. He places a trim jig over the shell. Using a high-speed router, he cuts an opening for the cage. He slices off the flash with a disc grinder. And then he sands and grinds the edges. He drills holes to attach various fasteners. Then he carves out larger holes for ventilation and to reduce the mask's weight. Coming up next, watch as the paint pros go to work on these shells.